Here's this week's Public Square commentator.
I'm C.G. Estabrook, a member of the local group AWARE, the anti-war, anti-racism effort. I'm also a visiting scholar and formerly a visiting professor of sociology, history, and religious studies at UIUC. In 2002, I was the Green Party candidate for Congress in this district. It's remarkable how rarely the victims of the U.S. invasion of Iraq are mentioned. Most people know that more than 1,000 U.S. soldiers have been killed in this war, but American authorities contend that they are keeping no count of the Iraqis whom they've killed. Unlike Vietnam, where the body count was an index of American success. A study by the London-based health organization MedAct almost a year ago estimated between 22,000 and 55,000 Iraqi dead. Many more have been killed since then. The Knight Ridder News Agency recently revealed that the U.S. is now killing twice as many Iraqis, most of them civilians, as attacks by insurgents are. What can possibly justify this mass murder by our government, for which we as Americans are morally responsible? Everyone now knows that the argument offered by the U.S. for launching the war, Iraq's possession of weapons of mass destruction, was false. It's difficult to see how Iraq was ever a threat to the United States. The administration has therefore fallen back on the excuse that the war removed an evil dictator. It undoubtedly did so, although the world has been shocked to learn that U.S. rule has rivaled that of the dictator in oppression, torture, and rape. But the means employed to remove the dictator have been truly horrible. The killing of tens of thousands of people, Iraqis, Americans, and others, and the maiming of hundreds of thousands. We can say that the war was justified only if we can believe that the end justifies the means, a principle usually rejected by Americans as a hallmark of totalitarianism.
Opinions expressed on the Public Square reflect those of the speaker. To submit a commentary, call the Public Square information line at 217-244-5074 or get complete information from our website, will.uiuc.edu. The Public Square is presented in the public interest by WILL, Urbana.